This is the Voice from Jerusalem. We invite you to join us now as Yuval Shomron brings you his program called Hebrew Highlights.
Shalom, this is Yuval Shomron coming to you from Jerusalem. Psalm 19, verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. This psalm of David is one of the most beautiful and indeed humble of his songs. It is obvious throughout that King David, as great as he was, saw his smallness in comparison to God. Notice that he is simply asking for acceptance, not for fame or greatness or wealth or big ministry or revelation. The word acceptable here is translated from the word ratzon. It can mean in this context acceptable or desirable, or even more simply, wanted. In the 12th and 13th verses of this psalm, we see David asking for the Lord to cleanse him. I will look into those verses on a future Hebrew Highlights. Meanwhile, let's look at Psalm 119, verse 108, which is similar. Oh, accept the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thine ordinances. Does God accept, desire, or want the sayings which are proceeding from our lips? Our mouths can be the fountains of blessing, as we see in James 3, 8-10. But no one can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil and full of deadly poison. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men, who have been made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come both blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be this way. Unfortunately, even those of us who love to worship and make a sacrifice of praise a priority in our lives still sometimes use the same vessel to judge, strive, and put others down. Sometimes we come to seemingly innocent conclusions in our assessments of people based on our limited experience or doctrinal knowledge, as seen in Romans 14, verses 2 through 3, and later in 16 through 18. One man has faith that he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats vegetables only. Let not him who eats regard with contempt him who does not eat, and let not him who does not eat judge him who eats, for God has accepted him. Therefore do not let what is for you a good thing be spoken of as evil, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who in this way serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved by men. I often need to remind myself that God has already accepted my brother. Who am I to reject him? And in the same way as forgiving our debtors brings forgiveness for our own debts, so too accepting our brother's faults or shortcomings will bring us acceptance in God's eyes. This makes it much easier for us to fulfill 1 Peter 2, verse 5, which says, "You also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." King David's theme of God's greatness and our humbleness is repeated in the New Testament in Hebrews 12, verse 28. "Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude by which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe." I am sure that all of us want our sacrifice to be accepted. We want to do things that our Heavenly Father actually desires. Sometimes it seems to be an impossible task. If we look at the fruit of our lips, is the scale tipped toward blessing or curse? Will we ever be able to emulate the character of Yeshua in our actions, thoughts, and words? Once, in a Peanuts cartoon, the philosophical Linus makes a statement to Charlie Brown saying, "I've given up on taking life one day at a time. I'm down to half day at a time." I believe the key to success is simply not to have the time to serve our flesh or the enemy with our mind and tongue. We need to be busy doing the right things, as it says in Hebrews 13:15-16. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips that give thanks to his name, and do not neglect doing good and sharing, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. Forgive and be accepted. Love and be loved. Praise and be praised. Accept and be accepted. Shalom, shalom from Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Hebrew Highlights with Yuval Shomron. Visit our website, www.HebrewHighlights.com.